So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
This story happened 2 years ago. It was Labor Day weekend. It was that Friday, and I woke up, you know, I was still excited about the school year, rested from the summer, and I had a plan. I had a to-do list a mile long, and I was gonna get after it, you know? In hindsight, I think God looked down on me and was like, oh, bless her heart. She thinks she's running things, you know? So, okay, I pull out of my apartment complex, like immediately get a low air, you know, notice on my car. And I was like, oh, okay. But I, like I said, I commute to Castroville. So I was like, I'm just gonna fill this up. And you know, when I get out there, I'll get it handled there. So I go to the gas station. It takes forever because this guy's tires in worse shape than mine. He is on his rims and we're playing Tetris trying to get my car close enough to get air in it. So I'm like, I'm still gonna make it to work, it'll be fine. I get out to Castroville, I stop at the first place I see, and I'm greeted by this woman. They're just getting open, and she's like, good morning. I'm like, hi, I think I have a nail in my tire, I need to get it patched. She's like, okay. She takes my keys, pulls my car in, and you know, everyone's coming out, good morning. No small towns, everyone's happy. And you know, I noticed they popped my hood, and I was like, huh, you know, whatever. Guess they're just thorough, you know? And so I was like, okay. And finally, and she had mentioned another shop when I first got there, and I was like, okay, that's weird, but, you know, whatever. But finally, I catch part of the conversation, and I was like, wait, I'm not here for an oil change. I didn't even realize this man was already in the pit under my car. And he tells this guy, put oil in this vehicle right now. And the other guy's like, how much did you drain? And he's like, all of it. And I was like, I'm not here for an oil change. I told you I thought I had a nail in my tire. And this guy's like, we're not full service. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go to the place that she had mentioned, you know, and, you know, apologies were made, and I head over there. So when I get there, it's, you know, mom and pop mechanic shop. It seems like a father son, and they seem like they're having the kind of morning I'm having. You know, they're back and forth, you know, was trying to help me. They'd already jacked up my car. And I should mention that when I bought my car, it had locks on the rims. And if you're not familiar with that, you need this metal piece to get one of the lug nuts off. So I'm tearing my car up and I cannot find this key. And I was just like, no way, I'm gonna have to drive back into town to the dealership. So I tell them and I'm like, guys, I'm sorry, I can't find the key. You know, I've gotta go. And you know, they lower my car and I'm going back into town, passing my school as I go. And I'm just like, I cannot believe this. I have to call, I'm gonna have to need a sub that day. So anyway, I get to IPAC Nissan and I'm waiting in line there because, you know, I'm late at this point, you know, they're there early. And I get out and I'm thinking about this key, like how much is it gonna cost to replace? Maybe there's like a little graveyard where keys go in this place, maybe they'll just give me one, you know? And so I'm asking this man about a key when the manager who was looking at my car comes up to me and he's like, ma'am, your car shows evidence that someone tried to steal your tire. And I was like, no, I had a nail in it. You know, I was out in Castroville. He's like, you came from Castroville? I was like, yes. You know, I work out there. I was like, you know, they put a plug in my tire just to get me here. I need a patch. And he's like, ma'am, you only have one lug nut on your tire. And I was like, huh, what? You know, that moment. And he's like, I've never seen anything like that in my life. He was like, it's so dangerous, you could have been killed. And what I didn't know, what I found out later, was one of the men at the shop had put the lug nuts back on, but neither of them had tightened them. So as I was going down Highway 90, and that might as well have been the speed limit because I was driving, you know? You know, I have lug nuts flying off my tire, and I don't know that. So in that moment, you know, I was just filled with so much frustration and disappointment that nothing had gone as planned. And then he, you know, drops that bomb, and I lose it in the maintenance line at IPAC and just start sobbing. I mean, like, uncontrollable, involuntary tears, just, And when I can finally talk, I'm like, I'm sorry to cry in your car line. And I was like, but I've been going through it this morning. You know, I just wanted to get to work. I took forever to put air in my tire. I go to this place. They drained all the oil out of my car before I could stop them. I go to this other place. I can't find the key to my rims. And now you're saying I could have died, you know? And he like took a big step back. And in very calming tones, tells me how he's gonna fix it. And I'm like, okay. And he's just like, why don't you come to the waiting room? And I was like, are there tacos? Because if you didn't know, they take care of you at IPAC. And he's like, yes, I think the tacos are here. And I was like, okay. And I seriously sat there with a taco in one hand and sweetbread in the other and just cried while my car was getting fixed. And oh my goodness. And like, when little kids suck on air and they're just like, you know, like, and so finally I calm down. They come and tell me my car is ready. And, you know, he's walking over and they tell me my total and I don't pass out. So I was like, okay, I can handle that. And she runs my card and he stops her. He's like, you know what, cancel it. And I was like, oh, he forgot something. I knew it was too like inexpensive. And he pulls out his wallet and he's like, it's on me today. I burst into tears. I was like, you are so kind. And that just, I mean, I was really a mess at this point. And he walked me to my car because I'm sure he was ready to get rid of me. And I just like hugged him and thanked him. And he was like, you know, it was just the enemy trying to steal your joy from your 3-day weekend. And I was like, thank you, you know. And so the next day I took him a dessert as a thank you and to try to convince him I am an emotionally stable person. So, you know, and I just, you know, I think back on that day and when things are going crazy, you know, just, I try to just remember that, you know, it's okay, you know, and I've always kind of teetered back and forth with whether I believe in luck or are things fated in this world, and I don't know, but I do believe in blessings. And that day I was blessed with an unexpected oil change. My life, nothing horrible happened on that highway. You know, I had no clue that I was just, you know, one lug nut away from who knows what. And I was blessed to see that in this world where there are so many angry people and these horrible things going on, they're still kind, generous, you know, just giving people. And I'm so grateful. And that's my story. Thank you.